you can work in teams, and if you want to, or work alone, however you want to do it. One person can cut, the other person can drag out and bundle. I mean, and drop it, and then we'll have a bundling crew bundle.
That's artist Patrick Doherty organizing volunteers who have come out on this clear autumn morning to 160 acres of wilderness in Allen County, Kentucky, about half an hour south of Bowling Green. The property is owned by a WKU staff member. Doherty describes the plan. Cut and bundle young poplar trees and load them on a trailer.
Maybe I'll start bundling just so you can see how it's done.
Doherty describes himself as a sculptor who uses elements of architecture and basket making. He's developed a smoothly functioning procedure for his large-scale stick sculptures after creating 300 of them across the U.S. and in Australia, Japan, and Europe.
Do you want the different sizes?
Yeah, we'll use all the sizes.
All in the same bundle.
Yeah.
Doherty says many of the young trees would die anyway because the woods are thick and the taller trees would survive. These cut saplings will be trucked to the grounds of the Kentucky Museum at Western Kentucky University.
We're kind of committed to this walkway in front of the museum, and then trying to make some kind of a gateway situation, whatever that means, a building size kind of thing, whether it's their Arc de Triomphe or whatever.
Doherty lives in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and is in Kentucky for 3 weeks working with volunteers on this installation.
There's a way of making community as well. People help build it, you know, really enjoy the people we meet.
One of the volunteers is Ann Heinzman, who is on the WKU faculty and works with the Kentucky Museum.
This sort of activity, activism, hands-on project is ideal, and I have organized a makerspace on WKU's campus, and this is so much part of that, and I've encouraged my students to volunteer.
Mackenzie Johnson is a WKU senior from Caldwell County, majoring in art history and anthropology with a minor in folk studies.
I'm doing this for my class, but it is also interesting to see the process of what an artist that does like folk craft in a way, does like big exhibits and stuff, and the processes and efforts it takes.
Volunteer Ole Torgerson says he was glad to hear from a friend that Patrick Doherty was coming to Kentucky.
I saw one of Patrick's works on television a while back, and then I couldn't miss it.
Artist Paige Candler lives in Campbellsville and also knew of Doherty's work.
I got a book of his a few years ago and found it very inspiring.
Candler makes baskets from materials like willow and honeysuckle.
That's one of the things about Kentucky and baskets, is there's so many natural materials. So I'm used to being in the woods. I love it.
Alice Underwood is an artist from Lexington, Kentucky, who came to volunteer with a friend. She works with oil paints, but is fascinated by Doherty's stick art.
I love it. I love being outside, and I think there's no greater art than the outside. And I like the fact that his whole thing is temporary, and I think that's an interesting aspect of it.
Underwood says the temporary nature of the stick sculpture got her thinking.
Well, at first it bothered me. And then I started thinking about that's part of it, is the fact that it deteriorates and goes away eventually. And so you have to enjoy it while it's there. You have to grab it by the moment, or in the moment, maybe I should say.
Doherty says his projects usually last about 2 years. So the local community and visitors have a couple of years to enjoy the stick sculpture in the moment. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.
Wherever our expert is.
Deep in the woods.